Christmas on Excite Radio.
As we approach the penultimate month of the year, our attentions may well turn to Christmas and what to buy the little ones this year. Many people start their gift shopping relatively early, perhaps taking advantage of a bargain or two, but we have to at least acknowledge that the toy industry already know what the top sellers are likely to be, and therefore what their children of 2014 may well be expecting Santa to deliver. Barbie is making quite a comeback once again, and not bad considering she's just turned 55 years of age, having first launched in America on the 9th of March 1959. The Barbie Sparkle Studio is looking like one of the hot choices for this year, retailing at £25 in the UK. Another old favourite still doing the rounds is Lego, although it has almost completely transformed from the imagination-rich kits of 40 years ago and my childhood to the devised sets that construct into a predefined model of today. Lego has also embarked on a huge licensing and distribution drive, launching everything from films and games as well as construction toys. Both the Lego City and Lego Star Wars advent calendars for this year, retailing at £25 in the UK, are already doing rather well. But it's one of their toys from the aforementioned film that's set to be the top choice for this season, with the Lego Benny's Spaceship. I'm not stuck on repeat, that's the actual name of the kit, retailing at £80. Or the slightly cheaper computer-based characters from Lego Minecraft Crafting Box at just £50. Also celebrating their 40th year is Playmobil. Not so bold as to embark on product licensing and branding, but softly continuing to encourage imagination whilst focusing on the less brutal imaginary world of war and death. Top of their gift list this year is expected to be the £30 Playmobil Take-Along Fairyland box set. However, the big must-have toys of the year, both in Europe and the US, are expected to be based on the Disney film Frozen. It's not surprising that Disney are keen to recoup some of their investment in the film. The film already generated over $1 billion in ticket sales in the first 6 months, making it the highest grossing animated film of all time. The Frozen Elsa musical Snow Wand retails at £15 and is expected to be very popular, as is the Frozen Sparkle Princess Elsa doll at around £20. Puzzles, gift wrap, costumes, stickers, cake decorations, plush toys, bags, even an umbrella, you name it, they're all adding to the collection on sale from the film Frozen. However, looking in the background, a potential surprise hit, Ebola is gaining popularity too. It seems like everybody wants it, although in plush, soft toy form rather than the viral killer. As an American toy manufacturer which specializes in stuffed versions of some of the world's deadliest microbes reported selling out of the stockpiles of Ebola virus amid the worst recorded epidemic of the Ebola disease in history. But if you're looking for some educational fun for all the family, one game you might certainly want to look out for is called a Doggy Do Game. Currently retailing at half price on Amazon, the £12 game asks players to throw the dice to determine how often they squeeze a plastic Dachshund's leash. Each squeeze pushes some plasticine poop nearer to fruition, and when the deed is done, the player holding the lead cleans up the poop with a little spade, and the first person to scoop 3 poops wins the game. Simple, harmless, and perhaps educational fun. For more details on all of these gifts and many more, visit the website www.theleader.info.
This is Noddy Holder from Slade, and I'd like to wish you all a very Merry Christmas!
Except it's Christmas.
Oh man, it's finally here. Tomorrow's Christmas Eve.
All I want for Christmas is you. Christmas on Excite Radio.